Let's see here. We need to move on to Brandy. Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question concerning my mother, who I believe is 80 years old. She has something called, it's TRIGEMINAL, and it's something to do with extreme jaw pain. Are you familiar with that?
Yep, the whole thing is called trigeminal neuralgia, which
that's
Yep, there you go. It's just a Latin or Greek, I forget which, for this particular nerve that goes past my jaw joint. It hurts a hell of a lot. Now, why don't we put it that way? Well, for the same reason that I can't understand my auto mechanic. If I could, he couldn't charge me so much, could he? And so us doctors have to do the same thing, put all of Greek and Latin so nobody knows what we're talking about, and we can charge more when we explain it. It hurts like heck, that's true. Now, one of the things that can help, and I'm not at all going to tell you it helps everybody, but it does help a majority, are large doses of vitamin B12 injected. And notice I said injected, and that's because people who get this problem are frequently of an age where their stomachs are no longer operating as well to make the factor that's totally necessary to glom onto vitamin B12 to get into the body. This is why we only hear about vitamin B12 shots, and we rarely hear about vitamin B4 shots or B8 shots or whatever, because only B12 needs the stomach to make something to glom onto it before it can get into the body, and that function gets weak as we get older. So anyway, is vitamin B12 safe? Why, yes, imagine that. And even if you have a blood test done that says your vitamin B12 level is high, it's never been found to hurt anybody, and sometimes it just indicates that the body isn't utilizing the B12 as well as it might. But with people with trigeminal neuralgia, we've had their families learn to give them B12 shots because it's never hurt anybody, once again, except that needle's an owie. And they do that every day, and sometimes the trigeminal neuralgia is remarkably better with that. I'm not going to tell you it works every time, but it works most of the time.
Yeah, she's on acid blockers, so she...
Oh, no!
Yeah,
listen to
part of your patents.
Listen to me yelling. I'll settle down. Ma'am, your mother is going to pass away prematurely. What acid blockers do is they block our digestion in the stomach just totally. And how do we expect to stay healthy if we can't break down protein, if we can't pull the minerals out of the organic matrix, if we can't digest worth a darn? I'll shut up in about 20 seconds, but there are research showing that acid blockers raise the risk of pneumonia, they raise the risk of osteoporosis, they raise the risk of cognitive decline, blah, blah, blah. She's got to get off those things and find some other way of helping her symptoms.
How are you able to do that? She's been on it for so long.
Oh, my goodness. That's so sad. That's so sad. That should be considered malpractice. Because it's creating malnutrition, and nobody's going to argue with that. If you ask him, it creates malnutrition. Okay, I'll settle down. What we need is a physician who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. We have 11 of them at Tahoma Clinic, but I'm not going to tell you we're the only ones in town. We certainly aren't. And so if you can find a good physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine near you, they'll present you with a number of options that can help to block acid reflux, if that's what's being treated here, without messing with her digestion. Now, let me give you a very simple solution that works for many people and doesn't hurt anything if it doesn't work. In all the natural food stores and the Tahoma Clinic dispensary and the compounding pharmacies, there's a product called Refluxin, R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N. Guess what? Reflux. How remarkably similar. And what that is entirely natural substances, which very fortunately, just via nature, are capable of floating on top of the lunch we just ate so that the acid can't come back through this cushion. But they do not mix with the food and therefore impair our digestion. And that's only one of many remedies a natural medicine doctor can tell you about. Much of the time, if you haven't seen a book called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You, Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. That one, Dr. Okay. That one tells you several other alternatives that we can use to get rid of acid reflux.
One of the other things with her, though, is that she, her sphincter had problems because of all this acid reflux she had that it wouldn't close anymore. So that shed too much acid, and so her sphincter wouldn't close, and that's what it was causing big problems, and that's why she's on these acid blockers.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to disagree with the interpretation you were given. For one, that sphincter muscle is responsive to acid. It shuts when it is hit with acid, but if there's not enough acid, then it will not shut. And that is from published research in the 1979, I believe, where the sphincter muscle was hit with varying amounts of acid and had to be hit with a fairly high amount of acid for it to want to close. So I bet you those folks who told her that never ever did a stomach analysis to find out how much acid her stomach was making. All right, now let's say that sphincter muscle is maybe damaged or destroyed or something for whatever reason, which I kind of doubt. Did you know it can be reactivated? It is possible to reactivate the lower esophageal sphincter, and any doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine will tell you, by using items you can find at the health food store, which actually reactivate what's called the cholinergic nervous system, and that is the part of the nervous system that sphincter muscle depends on to work the cholinergic system. There's several things one needs to take. I can't even say your mom needs them right now, but if you find a doctor who's skilled in natural medicine, they will tell you that sometimes that can be rejuvenated. Here, take this, 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 and this for several weeks, and let's see if we can get it rejuvenated. Lastly, there's this stuff out there that I find is wonderful for people with digestive upset, and it even can heal the lower esophageal sphincter. Imagine that. It's called aloe vera gel, not juice.
Really?
Yes, of course. Many research projects from Texas universities where the aloe grows, and it's the gel. And the point to the gel is it goes down slowly and doesn't just run right through like the aloe vera juice does. And many people with lower esophageal burn created by too little acid coming through an open sphincter because there wasn't enough acid to shut it, find that if they take that on an empty stomach at least 3 times a day, a couple tablespoons of aloe vera gel, it does some remarkable things to heal the lower esophagus and the intestines, ma'am.
Okay, well, great. One last question about this is they prescribed her, she's scared to take it. I just want to know if you have any thoughts on it because of all the side effects that it has. And it's, I'll spell it. It's CARBAMAZEPINER.
You want to do that one again, ma'am?
Okay. It's Carbam, CARBAMAZEPINER.
I'd have to look that up, and I don't want to make everybody wait to do that.
Okay,
but
that's all right. She knows the side effects.
I'm very, very suspicious of anything with a name like that, ma'am. Please, see if you can't persuade her to see a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. There are so many alternatives that can be applied here.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your assistance on topics. I'll give her the information that you have given me. And for the particular thing to use was, what was that you said?
Well, there's one. It's called Refluxin, which is after meals, and the other one is the aloe vera gel, ma'am.
Well, the one for the actual the jaw pain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, B12 shots. B12
shots. B12
shots,
of course,
right,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.